We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours. We're making one final push with the Fans 15th Annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Go to 1250amthefan.com to donate online or to find the nearest fire station to drop off your toys. Now back to the show with Tim Allen on 1250 AM The Fan.
Welcome back. Just hanging out with you guys without a Brewer game at night. I mean, that's some rarefied air here.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is kind of nice. I will say that, you know, for 16 seasons, you know, the summertime or 6 months, whatever, spring and summer and early fall, you get into a pattern of when's the Brewer game. I mean, what you do your prep work, you sit down for the game, you follow the game, then you do a little more work, and then you have a. But then when that's gone, you don't know what to do at night. And this brought back memories. Again, it was only a month or so ago that the Brewers were in play, but it did bring back memories that I ended up, you know, taking a shower at. You know, on a like a game night schedule. That's what this was. Did it feel like that to you?
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I've found myself at like 8 o'clock at night, just bored out of my mind. Absolutely bored out of my mind.
It's almost like that empty feeling you get after the final week of the NFL season, to where, like, wow, there's no Monday night game, there's no Thursday night game, there's no Saturday game. There's
like,
no,
what's,
obviously,
what's next? What is possibly next?
Yeah, and then it just chisels down to, then you're 2 weeks off without a football game, unless you count the Pro Bowl. And then it's the Super, then it's really gone. And then it's college basketball, and then it's baseball. You guys get the picture. Brewers news and notes, former Brewer news and notes, Corey Knebel. He signs a 1 year, $10 million deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, again, he had a nice season, 2.45 ERA, but it was only 27 appearances for him, Evan.
I know.
Did you notice that?
I did. Unbelievable. Some of the contracts that were handed out, just incredible.
Well, no wonder they've rifled through over $1 billion doled out payroll. I mean, again, the ERA is good, but they for $10 million. I was entertaining the idea of why don't you just re-sign Corey Knebel? But not, I don't know, $10 million at
but
probably
he
not.
Was so up and down. He also was hurt part of last season.
Yeah, and that was the big part of it. For a while there, they had Bickford, Knebel, Jimmy Nelson. I think there might have been one more arm in that Dodgers bullpen that used to pitch for the Brewers. Also, former Brewer, you may have heard. If not, Avi Garcia signs a 4-year deal with the Marlins. Eduardo Escobar, a 2-year deal with the Mets. Orlando Arcia, a 2-year deal with the Atlanta Braves. As we talked about, Corey Knebel to the Phillies. Ben Gamel re-ups with the Pirates for 1 year. G-Man Choi, a 1-year deal in Tampa. Jorge Lopez, 1-year deal with Baltimore. Deolis Guerra, do you remember him?
I do.
1-year deal with the Oakland A's.
I have another one that you might have forgotten.
Okay.
Jordan Lyles with the Orioles.
Oh, I didn't catch that one. Okay.
A one-year deal, $7 million guarantee with a 2023 club option.
Yeah, that's a little pricey, but I thought he made his money after leaving here. So
He signed a pretty big deal with the Rangers and then has had a combined like 6 ERA over the last two seasons.
And it didn't go well. Yeah, it didn't. It has not been going well for him. A couple of Brewer killers news and notes. Adam Frazier no longer in the National League. All those years beating on the Brewers for Pittsburgh and San Diego.
Hallelujah.
He did some heavy damage against the Crew. Now out of the NL, he signs with Seattle. And back in the National League Central, we all know him. We all love him. We love going to American Family Field and seeing a 3-0 Brewers loss to Jose Quintana.
Stop. Don't even he's, put that evil on the Milwaukee Brewers.
He's back in the Central. He signs a deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Wow. Okay, get ready. You know he's that first series. He'll
be the opening day starter. Watch that.
Yeah, he is going to pitch against the Brewers in the first series against Pittsburgh. Wouldn't you send him out there?
Yes, without a doubt. Yes.
Daniel Vogelbach, no longer a Brewer. Will Salmon mentioned his name a couple of hours ago. They could re-sign him, but non-tender, and it looks like he's jettisoned from the Milwaukee Brewers. I guess I don't mind that too much, but hey, you know what? He could end up in the minors. You never know. Brewers signed, speaking of first base, Rowdy Tellez, a one-year $1.9 million deal. I like it. A one-year deal for Jace Peterson. This was a little lofty. This surprised me. Jace Peterson, a 1.8 one-year deal.
I think he was projected a little over that in arbitration, somewhere around like 1.92. I thought he was going to be a non-tender like Vogelbach, especially with them getting Mike Brousseau from the Range or the Rays. I thought that made him redundant, but I'm very glad to have on-base Jace back.
Yandel Gustave, a split contract, minor and major league deal, so he can bounce back and forth. Brewers signed catcher Pedro Severino from the Baltimore system last year in the big leagues, 113 games, hit .248, 11 home runs, 46 knocked in, on base percentage of .308. He's 28 years old, a right-hander, defensively not that good. 10 pass balls to lead the AL, equating to a -9 defensive run saved. Throughout 9 of 41 base runners, $1.9 million deal, $500,000 or a little under in incentives, was an international sign in 2010 by the Nationals. Career in the big leagues, 362 games, lifetime .235 hitter, .305 is his on base. Why is it that catching is so hard to find a hitter that can catch?
Well, yeah. And just, it's hard to find a catcher in general. You look at some of the contracts that were given out this year to backup catchers. Manny Pena got $8 million guaranteed, 2 years at 34.
That's crazy.
The fact that the Brewers got essentially their Manny Pena replacement, who's 4 years younger, for $1.9 million. I mean, look at what they've done to Omar. He was one of the worst defensive catchers when he came to Milwaukee. And now
right,
this year,
or at least advertised as that. You're right.
One of the best framers in all of baseball. His arm got better. Why couldn't it happen to Pedro Severino? And if he's only playing one or two games a week, you don't need that much defense from him if the bat works.
Brewers sign veteran lefty Rex Brothers. Minor league deal with a camp invite. He could be that Brad Boxberger. You never know.
Him or Trevor Gott.
Cubs last year, yeah. Cubs last year, 3-2 mark, 5.26 ERA. Let's see, Brewers sign a left-handed catcher. Speaking of the catchers, minor leaguer out of the Tampa system, Brett Sullivan, has yet to play in the big leagues. 27 years old last year, a Triple A, hit .223. There we go again. 9 homers, 35 RBIs in 90 games. Oh, here's where, oh, I know why they like Brett Sullivan. You do know why they like Brett Sullivan, right?
Let's hear it.
He can play left, there right, and first base.
Do you want to throw third base in there as well?
Yeah. Come on. Versatility, they love it. Brewers clubhouse sale is going on now. And you were there. And I want to know what you bought, Evan Heffelfinger. It used to be a mainstay for me every single year, but you know, life gets in the way here. But I want to know what you netted at the Brewers Clubhouse sale. You can find some great deals. Brewers.com for all the information. All right, Toy Drive broadcast, 15th annual fan toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Evan Heffelfinger, Tim Allen. Some really interesting news and notes to get to. We'll break down the NFL as we see it right now. Any given Sunday, does that stat kind of go away a little bit? Is there more clarity or less in the NFL? We'll get to that as well as we move along here. 1250 AM, The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee. Donate today for the 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin.
It is Christmas time.
Thank you for listening and happy holidays from The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan's 24-hour Toy Drive Live as we raise money and collect toys for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Okay, we're back. There's Evan Heffelfinger, the Fan 15th annual toy drive here for Children's Wisconsin. It is a 24-hour straight broadcast to benefit Children's Wisconsin. And again, some of the kids that were involved in the tragedy in Waukesha are currently at Children's. So might be another reason, as if you didn't have enough reasons, which is unfortunate. We shouldn't have reasons, but the kids, you know, they run into challenges, that's for sure. Both Evan and myself have experience with Children's Wisconsin. To say it's a worthy cause would be an understatement. So you can log on to 1250amthefan.com, click on the Toy Drive link, and you get all the details. You can drop off a toy at some of the fire stations all over the city. Hopefully there's one right near you, and you can grab a toy and drop it off there. We're continuing with our news and notes segment, and that Brewers Clubhouse sale is going on this weekend. Now, you were at the Brewers Fan Shop. Was that today?
Yeah. So, from the emails that I got, yesterday was for the I think 81 game season seat holders. They got to go. Today was just for if you have a season seat package, which I'm a part of. Me, my dad, and my uncle share a 20-game package, which is pretty fun. But so me and my friend went today, and I spent $120 today.
Ooh, what did we get for $120?
So I got 3 sweatshirts, which already, I mean, that's an incredible deal for $120 as is. Yeah. I got a 3/4 sleeve T-shirt, a hat, a lanyard, a magnet, and 2, like the team yearbook and one of the game programs from the NLDS, and it cost me $120.
Nice. Okay, so that's a pretty good deal. Now you referred to them as sweatshirts.
Yeah, so there is 1 hoodie and 2 crew necks. So basically the crew neck is like, they were, you know, like the 90s ones where there's no hood, it's just a sweatshirt basically.
I had a Brewers hoodie on yesterday or the day before, and I was walking the dogs, and a delivery guy was delivering down the street, and he said, "Hey, nice sweater."
No. To me, a sweater is like not cashmere, but you know kind of what I mean.
Knitted.
Like it's more dressy or more like cozy, I guess, more for like design. You don't see very many sports sweaters, I would say.
No, but sweat, I'm like, I didn't want to talk. Dogs were going crazy. I didn't want them to bite someone. And it's a sweatshirt, buddy. But I must have missed that memo. So $120, that's pretty cool, Evan. Did they have some of the autograph, like a bin of years ago? I can tell you, it's been about 5 years since I've been there. But did they have some of the autographed baseballs?
No, not that I could see. I was kind of disappointed with that. Usually they have a good amount of memorabilia, whether it be like a signed jersey. Maybe you can get like a nameplate that was on one of the lockers.
Yes.
But there really wasn't that much this year. Maybe it was just limitations from COVID. Maybe they were auctioning them for like charity or something. I could see that.
This is going back a ways, but I recall that they had like a bunch of baseballs laying there, like J.J. Hardy autographed baseballs. There's like 15 of them laying there. There were 10. I think it was $10.
Really? I mean, that's it?
It's probably not worth $10.
J.J. Hardy, I would pay $10 for that.
And what else did they have? Now, again, we're going back a ways, but I think I bought... They had other teams stuff in there, too. So they had T-shirts from other teams you could buy for like $5. The one thing I thought that was overpriced a little bit, it's something that I don't have, and that's a legit Brewers batting helmet. Like a certified Brewers or Major League Baseball batting helmet. And they had, I want to say years ago, Chris Capuano's there. And it was like $300. I didn't like that. I didn't like... Let's see. Okay, we have a bowling news and note.
Excuse me?
We have a bowling news and note. Okay.
Spare time bowling show.
Let me... Welcome to Sparky's Spare Time Bowling Show. Do you know what a 900 series is, Evan?
No.
Okay. What's the most you can roll in a game of bowling?
300.
Yes. Bingo.
Yeah.
Do you know what a bowling series is? What did you shoot as a series?
I'm assuming like a competition, like best out of three or five?
A series is three games.
Okay.
So you add up the scores of all three of your games. So you've never been in a bowling league?
No. Okay. My best game bowling is like 130. I am not good enough for a bowling league.
Well, you join the men's league down at the bowling alley, you would bowl three games. And that's a series. You add up the score to all three games, and that's what you rolled in that series. Okay? So if you got 200 each game, you got a 600 series. That's pretty good for the amateur bowler. You get it. Sometimes you get your name in the paper, whatever, for a 600 series. I mean, you're averaging about 200 a game. This individual in Elkhart Lake, Cody Schmidt is his name. 26 years old, threw a 900 series.
Wow.
So what does that indicate, Evan?
That would be three perfect games.
Three perfect games, indeed.
Oh, I guess a perfect game is the wrong terminology, isn't it?
No, perfect game is right. No, it's fine. That's all right. It's a 300 game, but yes, it's perfect. It's 12 strikes. He threw 36 consecutive strikes in league play in the state of Wisconsin. That's only been done four times ever. In the country, it's been done 38 times within league play. If you count his six strikes, which he threw during warm-ups, he had 42 consecutive strikes. I mean, way to go, Cody. My man. He runs the pro shop, and his family owns the bowling establishment. Also coaches the Elkhart Lake High School bowling team. Good for you, Coach.
That's
been bowling
awesome.
Since he's been 4 years old, threw his first 300 game at 16, now has 25 300 games. Quote from Schmidt, "I never really thought it was possible. When you're growing up as a kid, you dream about winning a tournament. You don't dream about throwing a 900 series." This was at Anchor Lanes in Elkhart Lake. Wow. Who I mean, 900, come on. I'd just quit. I'd just quit the game.
It quite literally does not get better than that, yeah.
My highest series when I was a collegiate athlete on
the bowling
team.
Oh, this is the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, I was a collegiate athlete on the bowling team. I had no business making that team. I had zero business making that team. I just bowled out of my tail for 24 games during the tryout period. But anyway, my highest was like 684, something like that, series. High game of 268. So that was okay. I mean, decent, but not like this kid. And this guy's rolling 300 games. News and note, Chris Collinsworth negotiating with NBC's Sunday Night Football, 62-year-old, and some reports have him signing a new deal. How much do you think Collinsworth is projected to make per year? It's not a huge, big number, but it's pretty impressive for a broadcaster.
Per year, I'll say $6.5 million.
Double it, $12 million.
That might be more than Stephen A. Smith makes for ESPN. I think he's
like
right around
him.
10.
I like Collinsworth, and I know broadcasting can be subjective at times. Well, a lot of times.
He's fun to listen to.
He really is. I mean, that's just a great broadcast team together. Also, I was listening to, was it Monday Night Football? Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner. They are super good on the radio. I think it's Westwood One.
Yeah, Westwood One has always been one of the greatest broadcasts you can ever listen to.
Kugler was doing tonight's game, the Thursday night game on Westwood One. Do we have to take a break? You want to take a call?
Yeah, we can take a call.
Okay. Let's do it.
Should I keep the music rolling?
Sure.
All right. Mike on the South Side, Notebook Mike, welcome to the show.
What do you say, Mike?
Hey, I'm glad I got a hold of you. I don't know how long you're going to be on, but yeah.
Till midnight.
We got another 40 minutes.
I had all this in my head. Now you go to bowling?
I know that. I know.
So we had, Chris Collinsworth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never forget he tried to mess up Jimmy Johnson's hair. He almost got a beat down. Yeah. Jimmy Johnson.
Understandable.
That's
yeah,
right.
Don't touch coach's
right.
hair.
To broadcast. Now, let's get to bowling. I knew a guy that bowled 12 perfect games. And I was on bowling leagues. All the bowling leagues I was on, they're all closed now. The bowling alleys.
Oh, yeah.
Who are torn down. But we had a little league on Saturdays. Me and my sister were on a team. We were the unbeatable five. And you know
you
what?
Go.
We should have changed the name to the beatable five. We lost every single week.
Were you the team down about five, six, seven lanes down that were always getting the tray full of shots and drinks coming your way?
No, we were just kids. We were like,
oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was,
gotcha.
Yeah, we were kids. We weren't adults. But yeah, the thing about bowling is you start out good when you're an adult, and all of a sudden here come the beers,
mm-hmm.
and your game just goes south.
I arguably bowl better a couple of beers deep. I'm not going to lie.
I like bowling
Maybe
with
we should
women.
Get a, I guess Sparky's a bowler.
Oh, yeah, spare time
yeah,
bowling show.
Good.
Maybe we should get like Gary, Leroy, you guys. We'll have like a 4-on-4 bowling tournament.
A bowling tournament. I like it.
I've been trying to get this station to have like a softball team. I think that would be incredible.
That's difficult, though, because, you know, the time of day, you know, people want to get off work like you guys to get, what, you need, what, 9 players?
Yeah, probably more, depending on the league.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, see, well, 4 outfielders, I mean, that's a tough fill.
What would best serve the fan staff, a bowling team, a softball team, a curling team, because there's those out there. There's a billiards team, a dart league. What do you think would suit us the best? Yeah.
How about a drinking team?
Deal.
Deal. I'm in. I'm
what
captain.
Requires the least amount of like physical activity?
I wanted to do years ago. They shot it down, guys. They shot it down. I shouldn't say officially they shot it down, but I didn't get a lot of interest in this. I thought it would be really healthy for social media. I wanted to do during the NFL season a staff punt, pass, and kick competition.
Oh, I would be so in.
No.
Timmy, I'm 56 years old. I can throw a ball. I don't know if I can kick a ball.
It would be like Rami and Sparky's legendary race.
Yes, just like that. It would be just like that. And you do a tournament style.
Well, he's got the bigger head, so just tilt the head down and it'll give you momentum.
But could you imagine? It's this Saturday. Keep your eyes on the Facebook and Twitter accounts from the Fan. It'll be Gary Ellerson against Bart Winkler. It's the punting competition. They're going to punt the football in a punt portion of the punt, pass, and kick.
Yeah, well, you stumped me on this. I have no idea what competition.
Darts, yeah, I guess, might work. But,
golf? Yeah.
I just got two
golf
things
league.
To say, though. It's good to have Evan out of the carbonite. You know, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Right, why Mike, am I on solo?
Thanks for checking in, Mike. I appreciate that.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I really do. I dropped off some toys and at Franklin. Mm-hmm. And they let the chocolate lab sit in the truck. It was really cool.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome. You're a good man,
how,
Mike.
How long are you guys on till?
We're on till midnight. Then who's taking over at midnight, Evan?
So we have about 36 more minutes. Then it is Ryan Horvat and Dan Plucker from midnight until 3. And
well,
then
I'll be calling them. That's my next call.
Then yes. Toby Altizer,
to
Sam Schmitz from 3
you
to
know
6.
What I'll do? I'll ask them what competition we should do.
Yes,
that's a good
do
idea.
That, Mike.
Hey,
give them
I
a check-in on that.
Fair Park. Maybe we get in some stock cars and let it go, right?
How about ice hockey in the winter?
Oh, well, Tim, part of our new, they just repaved our driveway at the studio. They painted
hockey?
A basketball court or like a space for a three-point arc. And
okay.
I think we're going to get a basketball hoop. Maybe we play some like three-on-three basketball.
Perfect. A free throw shooting contest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd win.
You're talking about a lot of bad knees going out there.
Which is why I would have a fantastic shot.
All right, Michael.
But,
thank you.
One more thing. You said sweater? Sweater?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call a hockey jersey back in the day, a sweater?
No, they still do.
Yeah, that's still the term.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, it's a
I
jersey.
I love you guys, man.
All right. Thank you,
doing.
Mike. You're a good man. Thanks
hey,
for the donation.
Wait, Brewers. Go Bucks. They lost tonight. I don't understand why.
Giannis didn't play.
You're a superstar. But I guess they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Michael. That puts in for a good thought. A golf league, definitely. That's the easy one. I think
it is.
The entire staff likes to golf, I believe.
Yeah, most
Except
I would
Rami.
Say.
I guess Rami's not a golfer.
That's fine. He can stay back and do all of our shows while we have a golf outing.
But bowling, darts, pool.
Let's get like some badminton. Let's go to an obscure sport.
Pickleball.
Okay. Handball.
Tennis? Racquetball.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Do you think
Wrestling.
Anybody on our station, and producers included, do you think they could even stand on a skateboard?
Not many. Not many at all. Skateboards, back when I was a kid growing up in the 70s, it was yo-yos and skateboards, man. Those were hugely popular. And as a matter of fact, we have a big, long driveway growing up as a kid. We built a ramp, Evan. My pop had a bunch of plywood just laying around, whatever. We built this thing so high, it reached to the basketball rim.
Oh, my gosh.
So you
could
you just go as fast as you could down the driveway and skateboard right up all the way to the top of the hoop and spin it around and come back down. It was cool.
How many broken bones?
Not many. We were pretty good at
Not many? What does that mean?
No, not many. As a matter of fact, my father, this is probably highly illegal, but again, this probably explains a lot of things in my demented world. We were on a family vacation to Pikes Peak in Colorado.
Okay.
And my dad, on the way down, allowed us to grab onto the bumper of the station wagon with our skateboards, my brother and I.
While you were driving?
Yeah, while he was driving. And we'd just be being pulled by the car, and we were hanging on, bumper riding with the skateboards.
How fast?
It wouldn't be that fast. Maybe 15, 20.
Okay, I was going to say, if you guys were going, like, down an actual street, like, 35 miles an hour, that would probably be a problem.
No, it was down Pikes Peak, though. That's, again, that probably explains a lot of things, doesn't it? All right, we'll take a break, continue. Got some interesting news and notes. One involves Tom Brady. One involves local wrestling.
Oh?
And a WWE superstar hitting Waukesha, or a former superstar. We'll have all that for you. Coming up after the break here, it is the 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin on the air as we speak here on The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee. You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours.
It's Christmas time.
Thank you for listening, and happy holidays from The Fan.
You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours. We're making one final push with The Fan's 15th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, courtesy of Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and presented by Annex Wealth Management. Go to 1250amthefan.com to donate online, or to find the nearest fire station to drop off your toys. Now back to the show with Tim Allen on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Benefiting the children at Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, Toy Drive Live here on The Fan. Dan Plucker and Ryan Horvat, my man, is
the
up
hammer.
Next. Yeah, we need to thank some of the sponsors involved here, Evan, don't we?
We really do, because there are a lot of groups that make a night, 24 hours. This has been going on for like a couple of weeks now. There's a lot of people to thank, starting off with Blaine's Farm and Fleet. You would know better than me. We've been doing this with them for pretty much the entire time we've done the toy drive, right?
Yeah, yeah, out in the parking lot. They've been affiliated with us on this effort for many, many years. And I do miss the live broadcast portion of it. We'll get there. We will.
Absolutely. So a big thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Annex Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor. Some of our other fantastic sponsors, Great Midwest Bank, Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center, Lincoln Contractor Supply, Red Leaf Homes, Donovan and Jorgensen Heating and Cooling, J&J Contractors, AdamDeputy.com. Thank you to everybody who's already donated, who will donate. We know tomorrow's Friday, so if you get paid, maybe give just a little bit to the kids, you know? That'd be a nice thing to do. Thank you to everybody who's donated toys already, like Mike on the South Side said he did. Just thank you for even tuning in, spreading the word. The word of mouth is such a great way, especially in 2021, to make a change in this world, and we're trying to do just a little bit of that with this toy drive and Toy Drive Live, this 24 hours that we're here with you. So thank you for listening. Continue to listen. We still have a ton of great content coming up. And just thank you to our sponsors and to you.
Indeed. During the break there, I was having a smoke, and I was just thinking about our staff here and what sort of league would best fit us. And then I got to thinking about, well, you know, most times broadcasters are just in my experience over the years, this sort of, we were all, We were all kind of nerds.
No. You know,
back in the day.
No.
I mean, we were kind of, just collectively. I mean, there's some outliers, you know, former NFL athletes or whatever, that are on the cool side of things, the cool factor. But, you know, the most of us that didn't play professionally in any way, we end up being nerdy. But, you know, the more I think about it, you know, we'll start in the morning, guy like Bart Winkler. I mean, he was a soccer player. So there's some athletic ability there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Guy like Sparky. You know, I can tell you this firsthand. I've played basketball with him. I've bowled with him. Very good at both. Above average. And maybe more than slightly above average at both. Obviously, there's Gary and Leroy. Dan Plucker, I want to say, was baseball.
Yeah, he could have played baseball in college. Like, he got some, I don't know if they were D1, but he did get some scholarship offers.
Yeah, so he was a pretty good baseball player. Rami, well, he was good at everything. He'll just tell you that.
Sure.
I mean, he could have went pro and just a number of things. So he's just that outlier that's just so very special. And then Sam Schmitz? Do we have anything on Sam? He was
a wide receiver, and I believe he played some baseball. He was a lefty, so I think he did a little bit of pitching.
In high school, football and baseball?
I believe so.
Okay. You broke your back in gym class.
But
so that's...
to my credit, besides breaking my back, I do have a varsity letter and multiple JV letters.
Okay. Very nice. I was a collegiate athlete myself.
Yes, you were. I found that out. I'm going to let you know that for the rest of
that's
the time
right.
that I know you.
That's right. And at... I didn't, the bowling team, I didn't start one match, one game, one tournament, not a one. I traveled and about halfway through the season, it was like, what am I doing in Eau Claire facing another college? What am I doing here? I'm not bowling. I didn't start. I never started, not one game. So that tells you about where we're at. Who am I? Mike McGivern? He could
basketball.
Probably shoot the rock a little bit,
or
yeah.
He could be our John Wooden. He could be our Red Auerbach, our Greg Popovich.
Yes. Toby Altizer, I don't know much about him.
I think he could be our ace in the hole. He could end up, I don't know if he played any sports, but I know that he is an avid fan of just about every single sport. The man
Mayor
has more
Mitch.
Jerseys than anyone I've ever seen, so...
Yep.
Let's get Toby involved.
Mayor Mitch?
Yeah. I would assume
anything in sports?
I don't know, but he's a huge basketball fan. I'm sure we could do something with basketball.
Okay, who am I missing here? I got to be missing someone.
Do you count Horvat still a little bit?
Oh, yeah. No, he was
a
fantastic good football player
and baseball.
I think he played college.
I thought, if I remember correctly, he could have gone D1, but he like tore his rotator cuff or something like that. He hit a home run off Tanner Roark. He'll never let you forget that.
it's always the old knee injury. All right, a couple of more news and notes to
first,
get to.
Before
here.
You do that, Tim, I figured out what event our station should do, and it's kind of
okay.
cheating. Forensics, just debating. Is that cheating?
We hear enough from those guys.
That's also very true.
I don't want to spend a Friday night talking with those knuckleheads. They say the same thing about me, too. Okay, let's see here. This, speaking of high school, okay, Michigan high school team ends up on FaceTime with Tom Brady. This
what
is kind of cool. After dialing the wrong number. Check this out. This is from USA Today. Ever text the wrong number? For students in Pontiac, Michigan, The errant text message led to being on FaceTime with Tom Brady, members of the boys' high school freshman basketball team in Pontiac, ended up on a FaceTime call with Brady after inadvertently entering the wrong number into their group text. Now, you know how this works. I know with my son and everything that, you know, the team will get together and they'll be in a group text and they'll say, what time is practice? Where are we going after practice? Just coach is a knucklehead, all that sort of thing, right? They get in this thing and Brady said it was fun. It was good to see all those kids all hyped up. It all began when Vinny Tartaglia, one of the freshman high school players.
That's a
damn Vinny Tartaglia, he's always getting us into trouble.
That sounds like a starting third baseman for the Colorado Rockies is what that sounds like.
All began when Vinny started that group text for the freshman basketball team for upcoming practices and news, etc. But he messed up one of the digits for one of his teammates. Did you mean to add me to this group? The random recipient responded. Turns out the number wasn't one of the teammates. It was Tampa Bay cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting, who's originally from Michigan, which explains the same area code. He responded, "This is Sean. Do you know who I am?" And, of course, they think it's his teammate. It's their teammate messing with him. After a few back and forths, he told them who he was. "You're not getting pranked." He sends a selfie from the Bucks locker room. The basketball team still thought they were being pranked. They thought, come on, what the H, WTH. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, Tim, look at you using the kids' vernacular.
I know. I thought it was WTF would be more into my world. But okay, they're kids. They're freshman kids in high school. They thought, come on, what's going on? That's when the Buccaneers cornerback FaceTimed the skeptical group straight from the Buccaneers locker room and showed the undisputable proof showing, hey, check out Mike Evans right here. You think you're getting pranked here? Here's Leonard Fournette right here. Rob Gronkowski is right over here. Richard Sherman is right there. Murphy Bunting hands the phone to Fournette, who proceeds to walk around the locker room introducing more players. And of course, the basketball team, being freshmen, asked where Tom Brady was. Basketball team members also talked about getting their fantasy players more points and things like that. They asked about Brady. Fournette stayed on FaceTime for a good 10 minutes while Brady finishes up a meeting. Brady shows up on the screen and says, "What's up, fellas?" The boys lose their mind. Brady said it was nice. That was sweet. Now, that is cool. That's where technology, you know, us old guys are always arguing about technology, and that's where that kind of came in handy. You think about that. I mean, for the Super Bowl champions, and these guys just stumble into some FaceTime face-to-face. That's super cool. What else do we have here? Free money.
Yes.
Now, this would be for Ryan Horvath, because this actually it's happened before, but I'm interested in this story just because it's gambling. Free money, wagering. New Jersey regulators have fined two different sports wagering companies for mistakenly allowing 86 gamblers from New Jersey to place a bet whether or not a soccer player would score a goal. That was a Man U game. The game had already been played. So they did a prop bet on the player. Would this particular player score a goal? And he did score. The 86 bettors saw this flaw, and they laid some money on this particular guy to score. The game was already done. The bets were all voided. Now, I think this is a little unfair here. Both companies involved got fined. The mishap was revealed, earlier this month. The companies got a $1,000 fine, each of them, from gambling regulators. The mishap, because of a data entry issue, had the wrong date of the game. 86 bettors won $15,000 total on this, and nothing in this article talked about any compensation for the gamblers.
That does not sound right.
Shouldn't you throw them like $100 credit or something?
Or at least give them their money back.
Well, I'm sure they did that because the bet was voided. So I'm sure they got that wager, you know, back. But you should give them something. They thought they won. Well, it is kind of sneaky, too. I guess it's the integrity of yourself that would play a part. News and note, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers' birthday today. Did you realize that?
And it's Aaron Jones' birthday, I believe.
And isn't Bronny's tomorrow?
I believe Ryan so. Braun? And then Giannis's, I think, is the 6th or the 7th?
I think so. News and note, the NFL tonight aired its first 30-second PSA, public service announcement on responsible betting in that game tonight, Dallas-New Orleans, a 30-second spot featuring retired coach Steve Mariucci emphasizing the NFL's core message on responsible gambling. Quote, stick to your game plan. It was one of the lines in there. Stick to your game plan. And I like that. I do. I like that. Finally, former WWE star to appear in Waukesha this Saturday. Did you know this?
No.
It's Blizzard Brawl. Braun Strowman, do you know who he is?
No.
I'm not familiar.
Should we get Bart Winkler on the phone for this?
I think the wrestling hotline.
Didn't we used to have a wrestling show?
Maybe. If this is along with his partner, AC3.
Just incredible names, wow.
I haven't heard of either one of them, but I guess Braun Strowman, maybe I've heard of him a little bit. It's at the Waukesha County Expo Center. All proceeds this Saturday to their meet and greet and merch sales go to Waukesha Community Fund. So that's cool. Braun Strowman swooping in. So there you go. There's news and notes. I'm hoping to chat with Dan Plucker and or Ryan Horvat after the break here as we continue the 15th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. It's a Toy Drive live tonight. There's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen. We'll be back, 1250 AM, The Fan.
WSSP Milwaukee. You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours.
It is Christmas time.
Thank you for listening and happy holidays from The Fan.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.